105.7 The Hawk, classic rock for the Jersey Shore.
I love.
Welcome to the Sonny's Recycling Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. Tonight's game is powered by Sonny's Recycling. If it's around your house or on your construction site, turn it into cash. No item too large or too small. Cleese Bar and Grill in Seaside Heights, where you'll find great food and friendly people. Brick IHOP, home of the Lovin' Card, which saves you money and helps children's specialized hospitals.
Participating sponsors are Ocean First Bank, Barnabas Health, Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, the River Watch Restaurant and Lounge in Brick, Ferrari's Pizzeria and Deli in Beachwood, Mark's Transmission and Auto Repair, Mulberry Street Italian Food Center in Brick, Kitchen and Bath with TLC, Capone's in downtown Toms River, and Tool Time Auto Repair.
Now, here's Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, and Ed Sarluka with tonight's Sonny's Recycling High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
First full Friday night of fall. The season now well entrenched, and we are live from Gurnard Field tonight, week number three here in the Shore Conference, and an A-South matchup on tap tonight as the Rams of Southern Regional try and get back on the winning side and go to 2-1 on the year, and the hometown Mariners of Toms River High School North looking for that elusive first victory of the season. Great night for football. Thanks so much for joining us here on 105.7 The Hawk, ShoreSportsNetwork.com. The entire crew happy to be back on the air. Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams up here in the box, Ed Sarluka down to the field, and our crack engineering staff, Brad Burescano here, Brian Cedillo pushing the buttons for us back in the 105.7 studio room. This is a big one tonight, Kevin. This has kind of been the game that for a long time was almost the trendsetter in Class A South. Doesn't have the same feel to it, but very important for both of these teams is each coming in with a divisional loss already.
Matt, good point. These teams played many games late in the season that involved divisional races, even in the state playoffs. But tonight it's week three. It's an earlier season matchup, but it's a pivotal one for both teams. Southern 1-1 following the loss to Toms River South last week. Toms River North off to an 0-2 start with a new coach, a lot of new faces, looking to get that first win of the season. A pivotal game early going.
Ed, let's talk about the coaching matchup just a little bit. Chuck Donahue, senior, the longtime Ram head coach, Dave Ozowitz, has taken over here at Toms River High School North. And that first win is always the hardest to get. Toms River North with a couple of tough losses to open up the year.
Yeah, but they're a good football team. They're very young and very explosive on the field. Excellent field speed. One of the problems, though, in talking to Dave Ozowitz prior to the game was that got the job so late, they had their off-season program was nil. They couldn't get into the weight room with the kids, so that, he feels, set them back a little bit. Once he got the job, of course, he was full speed ahead, so look for nothing but improvement out of this Mariner team throughout the year.
Kevin, obviously a couple weeks into the season now, injuries could be a concern perhaps for both of these teams coming in.
I actually think both teams are nicked up pretty good for early going. Several starters on both teams are questionable tonight, but the big one that people are wondering about is Southern Regional's all-everything senior wide receiver Mike Gizicki injured an ankle last week against Toms River South. The good news is he is fine and ready to go tonight, so that is a big one for the Rams. Our injury report brought to you by the Matthew J. Morahan Assessment Center for Athletes, part of Barnabas Health. Life is better healthy.
Timeout for us here for the National Anthem. We're back in 2 minutes right after this with more of the Sonny's Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Now, back to the Sonny's Recycling High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And our pregame show brought to you by the Brick IHOP, where you can purchase their Lovin' Card for just $5, which supports children's specialized hospitals and gives you discount coupons. Spread the love at the Brick IHOP on Route 88.
Getting set here for the opening coin toss. Let's go down to the field and join Ed Sarluka.
Guys, as I told you in the pregame, during the course of the game, penalties are going to get called. The first option is always the best. I know you're going to look at your coach. If it's a procedure foul, we're just going to reply it and keep on moving, okay? You're the captain. I've got a coin here with a head and a tail, okay? While it's in the air, I want you to call it.
It's
Tails.
It's ahead.
Deferred.
Okay, Toms River North won the toss. And
are
I don't
you
know,
chuckling in there,
yeah,
Ed?
I don't know if you heard it, but he said we'll kick it.
Then he realized defer, so they will defer and we'll kick, and Southern Regional will get the ball first. Our coin toss brought to you by Ocean First Bank, taking care of Jersey Shore neighbors since 1902 with extraordinary community banking, member FDIC.
Toms River North opened up their year 39-18 losers to Howell. Got beat last week by Lacey 34-22. The Rams were winners in their opener 26-6 over Freehold Township and then got beat last week at Toms River High School South in a big game in A South 27-20. A lot of games taking place around the Shore Conference tonight. We will keep you updated. Our partners in crime, Scott Stump, is at that Toms River South brick game, big one there, and our good buddy Bob Batters of the Shore Sports Network is covering a big one in Monmouth County. Two 2-0 teams, Mattawan playing host to Ocean.
And of course, a big development today regarding football, and that is Anthony Starego, who made headline news last year, the young man with autism who kicked the game-winning field goal, by the way, against this Toms River North team for brick late in the year. He has been granted an extra semester of eligibility to play football, challenged the NJSIAA's rule, and they settled it all today, and he is in uniform for the Green Dragons tonight.
Ryan Jensen and Zach Halliday are back deep. They will wait. The opening kick, Toms River North will be in their home blue jerseys, the white pants tonight, and the Michigan Wolverine-like helmet. The Rams are in white, black pants, and the gold helmets. This one will go to Halliday, who picked it up about the five-yard line, runs out to the 18, where he is tripped up and dropped, and the Rams will start with it first. They are under the direction in a heavy senior skill position set. Logan Sheehan will be the quarterback tonight, number 13. The two running backs, Rob Yazer, and number two, Grant Bissey. Mike Gazicki will start at a wide receiver spot, as will Zach Halliday. The tight end is Justin Rupert. The two tackles, Nick Milley and Pat Ferraro, C.J. Lovis and Tim Davis, the guards, and Ben Castellazzo is the center. Give you the Ram defense in just Mariner defense, rather, in just a second. Toms River North operating out of a 3-4 set. It'll be Sheehan to start in the backfield here and work from the shotgun as he will for most of the night. 6 seconds in, great night for football. Rams moving left to right on your radio dial. Big one here in Class A South. First play from scrimmage will be a give up the middle. Slipping through is Rob Yazer. He will get out to the 20-yard line, not much more than that. And the tackle made inside by Adam Kukar, the nose man. It is Kakar, the big 6'3 junior, to anchor that 3-4 nose guard spot. Deshaun Copes and Tim Peterson, the two ends. Valdez Santiago, and it will not be Kevin Benson who will start at outside linebacker tonight. We were concerned that Benson might be nicked up with an injury. We'll go through the rest of the lineup for you for Toms River North in just 1 second. Split back set for Sheehan. Wants to roll off to his left. Looking to throw. He is a right-handed quarterback and will sling it up over the top of the head of the man in the backfield, number 23. Vinny Colecchia. That will go as an incompletion and set up a third down and about eight.
Logan Sheehan, Matt, has been a pleasant surprise for this Ram team and Coach Donahue. Never having played the position before, they went to him in the offseason, said they needed a quarterback. He's an outstanding safety, started for him last year in that position, has done a nice job in the first two games.
369 yards passing and four touchdowns in the first two games for Sheehan, a senior.
Third down and eight. Sheehan will split the back, send two receivers off to his left. North showing blitz, and here they come. Sheehan again rolling to the left, wants a target, has it, and why not? Mike Gazicki getting right into the action. Gazicki driven out of bounds, the 6'5 senior. That will be a first down and a flag coming out, likely to be a late hit. While we have a second, let's run through the rest of the lineup for Toms River North. Nick Alverson will start at that other outside linebacker spot in place of Benson. Joe Rozelle and Tyler McLean are the two inside men. R.J. Bromel and Evan Sirota, the two corners. Demetrius Fitzpatrick and Jake Forlenza are the two safeties. So with the completion and the penalty, it's a big one because the completion was pretty decent, and the penalty will take the ball into North territory at the Mariner 47-yard line. About a minute into our first quarter, this is the opening drive. Sheehan going to check the defense over. Gazicki, got to keep an eye eye on. He's in the slot to the right. Wing off to the left with the tight end set that way as well. Sheehan wants to throw. Well, airmail this one over the top of Gazicki, but goes right into the hands of Zach Halliday, who will take it out over the 35, get to the 34-yard line. That is a completion of 13 and a first down.
I'm not so sure that was not intended for Gazicki, and it sailed. The two receivers were very, very close to one another, but the bottom line is a completion, and the Rams, on the strength of a couple of pass completions, are deep or moving deep into North territory. First down and 10 at the 32-yard line, opening possession of the game.
Obviously, Ed, the matchup here, I think, for North in the secondary is what guy is going to have that assignment of matching up with number 18, who, of course, is Mike Gazicki.
Yeah, one so far in both pass completions, it's been only one man on him with a safety over the top.
Sheehan going to hand it off here. This is Grant Bissey up the middle. Upended the 25-yard line. That take all by for Lenza to the 24. They will spot it. 9-yard pickup. It'll be second down and one.
That last pass, Kevin, I think you are correct. I think it was meant for Gasicki, but at the last minute, he put his hands down, and then Sheehan and Gasicki, after the pass completion, were talking it over. So not sure who ran the wrong pattern, but it was a successful pass completion and then the big run.
Second down and one. Maybe an opportunity to put the ball in the air. Sheehan will empty out the backfield, trips out to the right, will set a man in motion. On the carry, it's Bissey, who was in motion. He's going to have the first down as he pounds it down to the 21-yard line. Enough for the chains to move. Nick Alverson on the tackle.
No question, Matt. The Achilles heel for the Mariners early going in this season has been the defense. They've had trouble stopping people. At times have been okay with it, but really the offense has been very productive in the two games against Howell and Lacey. And the real issue tonight is, can this defense slow things down and give their offense a chance and not get behind early?
Kalecki and Gazicki will split out this time. Slot receiver combo off to the left. Tight end back to the right. North showing blitz. Here they come again. The give will be to Yazor, second man through. Off tackle to the left side. Had forward progress to the 19-yard line and then got dragged backwards by Adam Kakar, who is a load certainly inside, 315 pounds, 6'3 junior.
Yep, and he basically just grabbed the little jersey there and just pulled him back in, said, "You're not going anywhere." Yazor, the Rams' leading ball carrier after two games, 134 yards rushing and a couple of touchdowns. Also has caught five passes for 63 yards.
He's a pretty versatile guy. We've seen that the last couple of years. And he has been a player that has, you know, been a varsity athlete since he's been a sophomore. Again, an empty backfield set. Wings to either side. Trips formation to the left. Yazor and Bissey will now swap spots, and then Southern will call a timeout. A little disorganized with the clock starting to wind down. 8:18 to go here in the first quarter. We step out for a quick 30-second timeout. No score between the Rams and the Mariners. You're listening to the Sunnies Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Your home for high school football and the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
And we welcome you back here from Gernard Field. Second down and a long eight coming up for the Rams off the timeout. They have the set that they want with his trips off to the left. Single back to the right. Sheehan with time, now flush in the pocket, rolls off to his left, in big trouble, going to tuck it and run, has good yardage, down inside the 10, inside the 5, dives towards the end zone, and they will mark him just outside the goal line. Big run from Logan Sheehan, realizing didn't have anything, kept scrambling, no flags out. This will be first and goal from the 1, inside the 1 for Southern Regional.
Boy, a tremendous job of staying inbounds when he turned the corner, and he did that one all on his own. As Ed said, he has been an incredibly pleasant surprise for the Southern team with his passing, and he's done a nice job running, and especially there as he puts the Rams on the verge of getting the opening score of the night.
Gasicki splitting this time wide as a slot man of the right with Kalecki. Two back set. The give is to number two, Grant Bissey, and he is in for the score. Easy play off the left side. The Rams taking the opening drive going right down the field with 7:57 to go in the opening quarter. Southern now leading by a score of 6-0.
Well, a well-executed opening drive helped out by that 1 15-yard penalty as Southern goes right down the field and gets on the board early.
Tom's River South has grabbed a 7-0 lead on Brick, by the way, and the other kind of highlight game in Ocean County tonight. Quick two-play, 65-yard drive. It's right on line with what Tom's River South likes to do. Here's the extra point attempt. That one is pushed off to the left by Rob Yezer. Rams will have to settle for a 6-0 advantage here. Still early on in the first quarter, we'll get our first look at the Toms River North offense in the Southern Regional defense. Keep it here in between touchdown and kickoff. 7:57 to go, quarter number one. Southern up by a score of 6-0. Ed, that early drive by Southern Regional, perhaps a bit too easy getting down the field.
Yeah, well, don't forget it was set up by that big third down pass to Gesicki, and then, of course, the 15-yard penalty, as Kevin said, and that sort of dropped the North defensive team back on their heels, and then a couple of nice plays, and Sheehan, the athlete that he is, tightrope down that left sideline, got it to the half-yard line, and then it was easy from there for Bissy.
Our first score of the night brought to you by Capone's Pizza and Pasta Restaurant in downtown Toms River. Come check out their new dining area, formerly known as Jimmy C's.
R.J. Brumell back deep. Des Hunter back deep, getting set for the kickoff here for the Rams. Rob Yezer handles the extra points and the kickoffs.
A couple of interesting alums in attendance tonight, which we'll tell you about when we have a chance.
For both sides. From the 40-yard line, Yezer puts it smack dab in the middle of the field. End-over-end kick, which is fielded at the 10-yard line by R.J. Brumell. Brumell will run off to his right. Now going to change directions, come left. Get to the far side hash mark, out over the 25 to the 26-yard line, where it'll be first down and 10 for Toms River North, who will operate tonight out of the senior quarterback number 7, Mark Neglio, 5'11", 185 pounds.
We'll credit Dominic Vanderbrook with the special teams tackle for the Rams.
Asante Moore and Mike Seawick, the two running backs. Jordan Craig, Valdez Santiago, the two starting receivers. Kevin Benson, who was a starter on defense, a little nicked up, but will give it a go here on offense at the tight end spot. First down and 10 for Neglio. He also operates from the shotgun. One back with him off to his right, wanting to throw, dancing in the pocket, rolls off now to his right. A lot of white shirts giving chase, and the tackle out of bounds by Mason Vasikas and number 3, Pat Walker.
Neglio right back looking to complete a pass on first down. He is 13 of 33 through two games, Matt, and completion percentage not good, but he has thrown for 295 yards and 3 touchdowns. Again, hey, no problem with the Mariners in terms of scoring. They've averaged 20 a game through the first two, but they've given up about 36 a game.
Joe Fantasi, Rob Dietelmeyer, the two tackles. Luke Butera, Iago Silva, the guards. Nick Silva, no relation, is the center. Rams packing in the box on second down and long. Here's the give to Asante Moore. He is stacked up just over the line of scrimmage. Small gain, maybe a pickup of 2 to the 29. Logan Sheehan comes up to make the tackle. 5-2 alignment for Southern Regional. Fasikas and Ryan Winkler, the two ends. Pat Ferraro, Clay Robinson, the two tackles. The nose man, Justin Rupert. Pat Walker and Bailey Bellissimo are the two linebackers. The corners, Vinny Kalecki and Rob Yezer. The safeties, Logan Sheehan and Zach Halliday.
Bellissimo has been bothered by a shoulder injury all season long. That's why he's only playing one way. He should be an offensive line starter as well. But going at it on defense, they hope to have him full speed in a week or two.
Four-man front this time for the Rams. They walk someone off as the Mariners come off with a 3-wide receiver set, 2 right, 1 left. Neglio rolling, wants to throw this one. Picked off! Deflected up in the air. Bellissimo able to come down with the deflection. I believe it was number 25, Ryan Winkler, who popped it up in the air. Bellissimo comes down with it, and the Rams off the interception will be knocking on the door. They'll have it first and 10 from inside the Mariner 25-yard line.
Made you look good, Kevin, up
yeah,
there.
Right on.
Call Bellissimo, the benefit of the deflection, of course, but being in the right spot at the right time.
So Southern with a golden opportunity to go up 2 scores here in the opening quarter.
Gesicki will go slot man to the right, splitting out wide to the right is Halliday. Double back set. Here's the give to Yezer up the middle. Big hole inside the 10, inside the 5, going to score. Hardly touched as he goes through the line and gets the touchdown from the 24-yard line. The Rams now lead it 12-0. 6:29 to go in the opening quarter. Let's see what Southern does here, trying to perhaps get the point back. They will keep it conventional and look for the regular PAT. 24-yard touchdown run for Rob Yezer. So now each of the two running backs, Yezer and Bissy, each with a score on the night. Yezer trying to knock this one through. Good snap, good hold. The kick is up, and this time it is good. 13-0, Southern lead. 6:29 to go, quarter number one. We step out for 30 seconds. You're listening to the Sunnies Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
For complete high school football coverage anytime, log on to ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore, 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Kitchen and Bath with TLC, experts in making your dream kitchens or bath a reality.
Back deep again, Hunter and Brummel. It'll be Brummel again from the 10-yard line out to the 25. Gets to about the 28 before being driven back. And already down 13-0. Mariner offense coming back on. A couple of quick plays and then the turnover that resulted in a one-play, 24-yard scoring drive for Southern Regional. Rams up big here in the first.
Boy, yeah, I mean, the worst situation that you can imagine for a North team looking for its first W to be behind like this early.
Exactly, Kevin. They've got to just stay with their game plan now. They can't be in a panic mode this early in the ballgame.
Neglio this time will come up under center, split the backs, double tight end set, single receiver off to the right side. A lot of movement by Southern Regional, who looked very confused off on the defensive side of the ball. We will keep it here as Southern will use a timeout to make sure that they are set and ready to go.
Excuse me, Matt. I was just going to say, of course, Neglio had a very interesting offseason, to say the least. Transferred last year over to Monsignor Donovan with a number of Mariner players, and then came back home, so to speak, to the Mariners and became their starting quarterback. So pretty interesting offseason for Mark Neglio, the Mariner quarterback.
By the way, halftime score, not too far from here. Barnegat leads Monsignor Donovan 7-6.
Halftime?
Yeah, they started at
6:30.
Remember, at 6:30, they moved it for us last week.
Yeah.
They moved it for the network.
That was a flex game, right? They moved it for us. Yeah.
Caleb Lewis, number 13, is checked in at a running back spot and a two-back set again for Tom's River North. The give will be to Moorer off the left side. Gets a couple. Runs into a host of white jerseys led by inside linebacker Pat Walker and Clay Robinson. Gain of about four.
That
second
game,
down,
you know,
on
what?
A long six.
That game can't be at half, right?
Yeah, it can.
Yeah, I guess it
40,
can.
50
yeah.
minutes. By
yeah.
the way, guys, Moorer ran, came off the field limping. Looks like some sort of leg injury. I'm on it right now.
They said he's been banged up a bit.
Seawick and Lewis will go as an I package this time. Split wide receiver set. Rams showing blitz with Bellissimo. Here is the give and dropped in the backfield. Big tackle coming through for the Rams. No stopping number 87, Justin Rupert, the nose man. That'll go as a loss of four and back to the original line of scrimmage for a 3rd and 10.
Lewis almost lost that ball on the handoff, and just as he sort of tucked it, he got nailed by Rupert, the nose guard. And North, and now a 3rd down and 10, and a very, very rough start for the Mariners.
14-0 Middletown South on top of Howell. No score after one between Ocean and Matawan. One back set this time. Stacked twins formation off to the left side. Tight slot receiver set to the right. Pressure again. Neglio running for his life. Lets it go as he's hit. Has a man. Drops the football. Caleb Lewis, the intended target, would have been anywhere close a first down. And a couple of rough series to open up the contest here on the offensive side for Tom's River North, who will have to punt it away.
Yeah, Neglio did well to get that away as he was being chased.
Yeah, it was backside. Yep. Pressure by Southern that time. They sent the linebacker, and Neglio felt them back there and got rid of it a little bit too early.
Scoring update from Brick. Carmen Scalfani, an 8-yard touchdown run. They are tied at 7. The Green Dragons and Tom's River South midway through the first quarter.
Pete Colon on to punt it away for Tom's River North. Taking his time. High snap. Here comes pressure. Almost blocked. Maybe partially deflected. Colecchio will call for a fair catch and make it at the 49-yard line. Great pressure applied that time by Mason Pasikas, the senior defensive end. Almost got all of it.
I don't know how he didn't block it.
Yeah, almost caught it off the foot.
Bad angle.
Bad
right?
angle. That's yep. exactly right. They always go for the kicker instead of about 3 yards in front of the kicker. That's what you're taught to do, and you're also taught to close your arms. His arms were open. I don't think he got any piece of it, though, and
looked
good
like
job
he,
by
the looked like he could have taken it right off the foot.
Exactly. He was there that quick. Nobody blocked him from the right side.
Rams with a great opportunity here to deliver an early knockout blow. They will come out with an offense who has had the ball twice and has scored twice. Sheehan will keep Bissey in the backfield to his right. Ball sent from the right hash mark. Tight end wing set off to the left. Ball on the ground with Bissey off left tackle. Going to take it into Mariner territory at the 45. 35-yard line for a gain of six. Santiago on the tackle. Second and four coming up as we tick down towards the 4:15 mark of the first quarter. Rams leading 13 to nothing.
The Southern offensive line, although not big, is absolutely dominating the early going here as Bissey was 3 yards down before he even saw a defender from Thompsonville North. The Mariners are really need to tight up the defense, otherwise this could be an early night.
Second and four. Shant checks the defense over. Ball now in the middle of the field. He wants to throw. There is flags coming out.
Yeah, they moved early, Southern. By the way, up at Brick Memorial, Jackson on the board. 2, 3 minutes left in quarter number one. They lead Brick Memorial 7-0.
And the Stags went into this one, Ed, without their best player.
Yeah, Mike Basile injured an ankle, a foot. Got his foot in a boot right now. Not sure he's week to week right now.
Ed, when you get a second, just an injury question. We have Ben Castellazzo as the starting center for Southern. He is not in right now. Clay Robinson is the guy doing the snapping. Not sure if that's an injury or just a lineup change. On second down and long, Sheehan with time after the penalty. Goes over the middle and again misconnecting with Gazicki, who is at the 40-yard line. There's another flag down, and this is going to be holding against Southern.
Yeah, and it came about 8 or 9 yards behind the line of scrimmage, so this may be one that the Mariners should think about taking, maybe.
Jackson Memorial up right now, 7-0 over Breck Memorial. Shore and Metuchen are scoreless.
Red Bank Catholic out to a 7-0 lead over St. John Vianney. Manalapan up 7-0 on Middletown North.
That is a big penalty. As Ed said, behind the line, spot foul. So marched all the way back for Southern to their own 30-yard line.
Yeah, it's a good call by the Mariners to take that. Matt, this has got draw or screen written all over it right here. Pretty conservative Southern offense. They always have been under Chuck Donahue. They do what they have to do. So far, they've been doing it pretty good at 13-0 in this one.
Have probably thrown more, I would say, Ed, in the last couple of years than they did 7 or 8 years ago. Second and long. Second and 29, to be exact. The give is to Yazor. That's conservative football off the left side. Pickup of about three. Copes on the tackle.
Yeah, the big guy, number 18, might have something to do with that.
You would think, right? Yeah. I remember the days of when Glenn Carson was playing for Southern. They rarely like to throw the football.
By the way, Kevin, you never did let us know about the alumni in attendance tonight.
Well, Glenn Carson is expected
supposed to be here, right?
Expected to be here on the Southern sidelines. And Chris Gula, the kicker from Thompsonville North, is here. Already saw him. They are both at Penn State and on a bye week.
Third and 26. Play action into the flat. Ball thrown to Gazicki. He's going to have the first down and a little bit more as he runs out of bounds on a nice rollout to the left side. Sheehan put it that time right on the mark out to the 40-yard line. That is enough for a Southern Regional first down.
Of course, Gazicki is one of the most highly regarded players in New Jersey, and tomorrow morning we'll be on the plane to Columbus, Ohio to make his official visit and see Ohio State play Wisconsin. Then in 2 weeks I'll be driving him out to the Penn State Michigan game.
With contract in hand, right?
With contract in hand.
RBC on top of St. John Vianney late first quarter, 10-0. On first and 10, Sheen going to give it this time to Bissey. Up the middle, broke through the initial tackle, picks up a good couple of extra yards, down inside the 35 to the 34-yard line for a gain of six. Tackle made by Tyler McLean. So far, no problem for the Ram offense, who's looking to score for their third consecutive time of having the football. We're late in this first quarter, 2.5 minutes to go, and Southern already up 13-0.
It has been all Rams in this opening quarter. A precision-like offense and a opportunistic defense.
Slot receiver set off to the right. Here's the give inside to Yazor. He'll pounce through the left side. Get stopped just shy of the 30-yard line. It's going to be about half a football short of a first down. Third and just about that to keep the drive alive.
Well, although not a lot of starters on either team playing tonight, and that includes the Southern Rams, it's experienced program versus inexperienced program right now, and the Rams have that a big advantage.
Split back set for Sheehan. Takes his time looking the defense over. Blitz coming for Thompsonville North. Here's the give to Yazor. He's going to have the first down. Takes it down over the 30, down inside the 25. Tripped up at the 23-yard line for a gain of about seven, and a fresh set of downs after the tackle by Roselle and Alverson. Ram offense looking good right now.
Boy, it sure does.
Yeah, Yazor, of course, replaced offshore running back Abe Gonzalez for the Rams last year.
Gonzalez was a nifty guy running the ball.
Yeah, had one of the great individual seasons for in Southern history last year.
Split wide receiver set. Ball from the left hash. Gazicki that way. Kolekia to the wide side. The offensive right. The give again is to Yazor. Down the field. He's going to have 5, 10, now probably 12, 13 yards. Getting close to the 10-yard line. That'll be spotted at the 11 for a 13-yard pickup. Good blocking downfield that time by Mike Gazicki.
Well, right now, guys, this is like men playing against boys. Southern Regional is just dominating this football game.
Mariners got too many men on the field, and the referees see it.
Yeah, they had they ran somebody out there. Now they're going to exchange that player. He ran out about halfway, realized that nobody was coming off. He's tried to get off, but he couldn't. So that's 12 guys in the huddle, no good.
Remember, Dave Oswitz is in his first season as the head coach here at Toms River North, and he got the job kind of late. Many of his assistant coaches were brought in late. There was a big change in the staff. Lost some players, which you've talked about, who transferred out after last year. So growing pains, I think, would sum it up pretty well.
Would agree.
Jackson has scored again at Brick Memorial, guys. It's 14-0 Jaguars.
First down and 5. They give to Yazor up the middle. Pounds down towards the goal line. That's another touchdown for Southern Reed. Regional. That one in from the 10-yard line, and the Rams have blown this one open late in the first quarter with 32 seconds to go. They are on top 19-0. Second touchdown of the night for Yazor, who will stay on for the extra point to try to make it 20-0. John Bleichner, the holder. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up. That's good. 32 seconds to go. Quarter number one, 20-0. Rams on top. We're back in 30 seconds with more of our Sunday's Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.
Now back to the Sonny's Recycling High School Football Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7thehawk.com.
Tonight's game brought to you in part by Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, with 6 locations in Monmouth and Ocean County, designed to help the competitive athlete, weekend warrior, and those recovering from injury or surgery. Visit AtlanticPTCenter.com.
Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Ed Saraluca here from the home of the Mariners. Toms River North off to a tough 0-2 start on the season, and a tough start here tonight as well. Rams have opened up a 20-0 lead with 32 ticks left on the clock here in quarter number one. Sheehan, Yazor, with a short kick popped up in the air. One of the upmen will take it for Toms River North. Decent return running forward by number 23, Jacob Orlenza. Out over the 35 to about the 37-yard line. What'll be first down and 10 for Toms River North?
Tymir Berry has scored 2 touchdowns for Toms River South, a 25-yard run, and now just recently a 10-yard run. It is 14-7 South. I believe each team has scored on their 3 total possessions, 2 for the Indians, 1 for Brick. Still 5 minutes left in the first quarter.
First and 10 as Mike Husney has come in at the quarterback spot.
This is the highly regarded freshman.
Regarded more as a runner. Will hand it off. That one running off the right. Caleb Lewis was the ball carrier. Justin Rupert, able to come in from his nose spot and make the tackle to 35. That's a loss of 2 to set up second and 12. That's going to take us to the end of the first quarter. It has been a first quarter dominated by Southern Regional. 3 times with a football and 3 scores. They lead it 20-0. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on the Sunny's Recycling Game of the Week on 105.7 The Hawk.